Two things which make you a guru. Srila Prabhupada said, we need millions of gurus. Srila Prabhupada said, please, all of you, boys and girls, become a guru. But we want you, and 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 of course you.
It's for the guru.
It's cool, huh? From the fridge. You know that usually they are hot. And this one is a cooling cooling garland. Thank you. Oh, cooling, nice. Portable AC. So Prabhupada said, we want all of you to become guru. And in lectures, in books, in letters. So, how do you become a guru? There are many lists. There are 6 points, 3 points, 4 points, which describe qualifications of a guru. And now a question to you. Can you come up with 2 points you have to understand, or you have to know, or you have to be convinced about, in order to be a guru? So now I ask you to think about this while we were chanting. So can you please tell me about 2 points, or at least 1 point? They are actually very similar. They are like two sides of a coin that make you a guru. So somebody, yes. Krishna Tattavit, one who knows the truth about Krishna, yes? So, yeah. Yei Krishna Tattaveti Sei Guru Hoi. One who knows the science of Krishna, he is a guru. Yes, this is one correct answer. Yes. A second thing, can you think of some second thing which would go together with this? Oh, nice, yes, so you are a bona fide disciple, yeah, very important. So you are a disciple, you are yourself a disciple. You cannot be a guru unless you are a disciple. Yeah, very important. You think everyone? Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. So Shrotriyam means, for some of us who are not so strong in Sanskrit, it means learned. Learned, yeah, Shrotriyam, he heard. Shrusha means slusha in Sanskrit, actually. Yeah, Shrotriyam, one who has heard. Means learned. So again, it means he has a guru, and also he knows the science of the truth about Krishna. And Brahmanishtam, fixed in spirit. So he has spiritual goals. He's fixed in his spiritual priorities. He puts spiritual above material. So if, always, not only at the time of the Bhagavatam class, but also at other times, also during prasadam and talking with others and so forth. Yes, okay. These are two qualities. That verse also has a Kshatriyam Brahmanishtam. This is a verse from the Vedic scriptures. Yes. Some other qualities that would make you a guru? Yes. Controls his senses. Yes, he controls his senses. There's a similar verse in the 11th canto. Upashamashrayam, one who has made himself peaceful, means controlling his senses. Yes. A second quality, do you think you can think that goes with this? That would match this to some extent? Truthfulness. Huh? Truthfulness. Okay, truthfulness. So he's truthful, and he knows the truth. Yes, good. Very good.
Go to Chandra.
Yes, very nice. So, okay, so very loyal. So Kshatriya, he received in the cyclic succession, and he can pass without changing. So he is a transparent, or he can properly transfer it on. Yes, these are two important qualities. Yes, very good. Gennady? На глаз в словенщині легко.
Ha? Humble and has love for Krishna.
Humble and love for Krishna. That's very good. Humble and has love for Krishna. Yeah, these are nice qualities. Yes. Very good. Some more opinions about two qualities that make you a guru? So, yes? Yes, it was already mentioned. Pardon? He is, an acharya means he shows by his example. Thank you. We have a voice from the gods. divine voice from nearby Krishna and Panchatattva. That he actually is an acharya means he does what he says, what he speaks, right? He teaches by the examples. He walks his talk. Very good. Very special question for you, a challenging question to you. What is one truth about the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Two truths about the Supreme Personality of Godhead you would need to know. Two main truths to know the science of Krishna and be a guru. So two truths about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, about God, that you have to know, about Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, that you have to know to be a guru, which we want all of you to be. Two truths. What is the science of Krishna? Which two truths would be very important? And according to Narada Muni, in the Bhagavatam, here, if you know these two things, you're a guru. Immediately. Now, let's hear. Yes, Samyadatram. Okay, Uživali Vsi Žrtvovani. He's the enjoyer of all the, ultimate enjoyer of all the sacrifices and austerities. He's the lord of all the planets and the demigods. And? Dobronamernik, yes, he is a well-wisher of all the living entities. Well-wisher of all the living entities. One of these points is actually mentioned here in this verse. Yes, this is a verse, as you all, of course, know, but just to refresh, this is Bhagavad Gita verse 5:29, Bhoktara megatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam yatva mam shanti mrichati. One who knows these three points about Krishna, you get peace. You become peaceful. Shanti mrichati. If you know that. So one of these points is mentioned by Narada Muni as the principle you must know to be a guru, and if you know this point, then you are a guru. So what is this? Out of these three points, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rajendra Nandana Krishna, what do you think you would need to know to be a guru?
Nice, Bhagavad-dharma. Thank you. So again, in Sanskrit, suhridam, a friend. Exactly. This is what Narada Muni Prabhu says here. Narada Muni says here, savai pretamas chatma yato na bhayam anvapi iti veda savai vidvan yovidvan sa gurur hari. He says, definitely, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the dearmost friend. The best friend. Not just a friend. And not a good friend. But the best friend. Priyatama. Priyatama. Not even Priya, but Priyatama. The dearmost friend. Dearmost friend. That's the first point. And the logical conclusion from this, if he is our friend, therefore, friend of all, yes, he is my friend of all, therefore, all of us, what's the negative part of this? If he is, this is the positive part, we have to understand that he is our friend, therefore the negative part, we don't need to worry or be afraid. Exactly. This is what is said here. Yato na bhayam anvati. Bhaya means fear. And to be afraid is, in Sanskrit, se boyati. Boyati, yeah? Bhaya. Bhaya, you see, this is the same. Boyati se? Bati se. Okay. Se boyati. Bhaya. So this is bhaya. This is in many Indo-European languages. So, 2 points. Just 2 points. 1 point. He is my best friend and your best friend. This is the first point. Second point, there is not a slightest fear to be had of him. Yato, from whom, nabhayam, no fear, anu api, even the smallest, definitely not needed. If you know these two things, savai vidvan, iti vidva, savai vidvan, then you are higher than a PhD. Then you are vidvan. You are actually learned. You really are learned. And you're vidvan, sagurur. Hari, if you know this, if you are learned like this, knowing these 2 points, then you are a guru, and you are such a guru who is as beneficial to everybody as the Lord himself. You are actually the agent of the Lord. You become the agent of the Lord. If you know these 2 points. So again, first point, best friend, dearmost friend. And second point, no need to fear. Now you can think, are you sometimes afraid of God? Are you sometimes afraid that he has a plan? And his plan does not match mine. And he is stronger. Well, he's God, you know. So, do you sometimes have such worries, fear? Yeah. So, if we want to be a servant of Srila Prabhupada as a guru for helping the whole humanity, we have to ourselves realize deeply no need to fear anything at all. Narada Muni says anvapi. Anu means atom or the smallest particle. Not even a speck of fear should we have of our dearmost friend Krishna. So if somebody is your dearmost friend, do you need to fear this person? He's your dearmost friend, the best friend. Pri also means beloved friend, most beloved friend. So just these two points we need to understand. And as we heard from near the Lords, from the voice from the altar, almost, we need to be an acharya. That means it has to be part of our life. That means we not only teach others, don't be afraid of Krishna, but also we ourselves should always have deep conviction. Krishna is my friend. Whatever happens, Krishna is my friend, best friend, dearmost friend, sincere friend. And second is that there's nothing to fear from him. Never. Never, ever, even to the smallest degree, nothing to fear. So that means also to take shelter. Yes, if you take shelter in Krishna, that means we trust him. It means we are not afraid of him. And if we think that Krishna is our friend, then we also immediately turn to him for anything that we may require. So he's our source of hope. He's our goal, and also he's the one who we serve. If somebody is your best friend, you try to do something for him, right? If somebody is really your best friend, dearmost person, you want to serve him. So these are the two things that have to be part of our life. Now, can you remember the last time you were afraid of Krishna? Or the last time you were afraid of something? Does it happen to you that you are afraid of something? Yes? Huh? Really? Yes, this is the nature of the material world. This is something underneath everything that's happening here. Fear, worry, so some kind of anxiety. Yeah, this is the fear. That's always because nothing is permanent here. So, can everybody remember something you were worried about? Does everybody has some worry in your mind that you can remember, that you had recently? Some fear? Yes? You remember? What was my last fear? My last fear was fear of you. I think, my God, I have to go and talk to these wonderful, intelligent, and nice Ljubljana devotees, Slovenian devotees. What shall I tell them? I had fear. But then I thought, why should I be afraid? Krishna is in everybody's heart and he is my friend. He's our friend. So, Sridhar Swami was also a person famous as Jolly Swami. So if you know these two, if you have realized these two points, then it's expected you will, if you have no fear, then it's expected you will be prasannatma, Brahma Buddha prasannatma. You will be a happy person, a happy soul. That will be also visible in your smiles. Or if you are a serious type, in a certain shining. That was the secret circular. That was a secret notice to all the police departments in Germany 40 something years ago, when we were distributing books in Germany. They didn't know yet what is Hare Krishna. They thought it's something maybe dangerous. So they are selling books on the street. So they should be prevented. They should be stopped. So the German police had the instruction how to find the Hare Krishnas on the street and how to recognize who is a Hare Krishna and who is not. And it was said there that how do you recognize a Hare Krishna? You recognize them by their eine sehr spezifische Ausstrahlung. They shine. Effulgence, special effulgence. So you find some person on the street and then you look, is he shining? Does she shine? Yes! So, put them in jail. Stop them. Catch them. Of course, that was long ago. Now they are completely different. Also, German police is very different. And they worked hard to change themselves. But... that's one of the meanings, yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Yeah. So we switch on the light from inside. So, yes, this is something you can see. Something that you can find. This is what our Madhuripu Prabhu, by the way, we invite everybody to visit our Madhuripu Prabhu, maybe donate either your time or a good word or some funds or some help or whatever you want to volunteer. We are trying to take care of our devotee who is very sick. He's got cancer. And I asked him about his realizations. One thing is that you can see is that he is lying in the bed. He cannot move very much, but he is shining. Can go check. Can just go check. He's shining. And he said that when he first got in got his diagnosis, he was in that cancer department, oncological clinic, and you can imagine what is the mood in that department. And he said that he was a mismatch. He was a he didn't fit in. Everybody was, because he was happy, because he knew Krishna is my friend. He took shelter in Krishna, and so therefore he was peaceful and happy. So everybody was coming and, you know, and was surprised that why is he not, you know, he's, you know, peaceful, smiling, shining, and they were asking, you know, what's the matter with you, you know. I said, well, I don't know what to do. It works, and we need to train. This is our training. We train. Brahmaji says that you immediately are confirmed to get liberation, to come to Krishna, if you have a certain attitude. Tate nukampam susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvagvapur bhirvidadhanamaste jivetayo muktipade sadaya bhak. He says that a devotee, susamikshamano, is very carefully finding mercy in Krishna's mercy in everything that's happening to him. It's our practice. Right? This is the practice of this world. Of this verse that we can do in this world. Whatever happens to us, we have to find how this is mercy, how this is a blessing to us. Su samikshamano. Ikshamano means searching or looking for. Sam ikshamano means perfectly looking for. Su samikshamano means very nicely and perfectly and also beautifully finding anukampam, mercy in everything. See how everything is mercy. When Indradyumna king was cursed, he said, Dishtam, this is how it should be. Correct. When Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed, he said, thank you. Yes. When Parikshit Maharaj was cursed, he said, this is Krishna's mercy. So, that's our practice. And then, whatever happens, we smile. We smile and say, thank you. Merci. This is your mercy. My Lord, this is your mercy. Whatever happened to me. My fault for whatever is not looking very nice, but you have added your mercy and made what had to happen less disturbing. You made it better. You made it nicer. You made it kinder. You turned my bad karma into your good blessing. Can you all think about something that was your bad karma that happened to you? Something that happened to you that was the result of some not very nice karma? Something that was not very nice? Can you, everybody, think? Is it possible? Did you have something in your life that that was not very pleasant? I don't know. Maybe you were. Well, you are all saints, so. Okay, so if you can choose one nasty thing that happened to you, can you all choose one nasty thing that happened to you? Everybody has something in your mind? No. Can you, first of all, say, merci. Dear Krishna, thank you. And say it, you know, not just, Brahmaji says, not just the hand. Excuse me. In danger every step. Not just with your body, not just with your words, you know, like, thank you, Krishna, thank you, thank you. Yeah, thank you, yes, very much, very good. But with heart. Atmakritam vipak, hrid, vak, vapurbir. Not just body, not just vak, but hrid, also with the heart. To say, thank you. That was, so can you find how that nasty thing in your life actually was a blessing in disguise, or there was some mercy in whatever happened? Or as it happened, there was also some mercy. Or the result was some positive thing. Can you find it? Has everybody found it? Have you found it? Everybody found it? Anybody failed to find? You couldn't. Try harder. You can think, did it teach you something? Did it, something positive exist simultaneously? Like something nasty happened, but simultaneously there was something. No. There was nothing positive. Like, for example, something nasty happened and they didn't cut off your legs also. For example. Was it, yeah? You kept your, you still have your legs, right? Okay. So something positive was there. That's the minimum thing, yeah? Maybe you also had some food. Maybe you had some friends or relatives. Maybe we learned something. Maybe we are learning something now. So please, in that mood, so think about how Krishna minimized the nasty thing. How Krishna turned the nasty thing into some either lesson or training session. You need some hard things to learn something, right? Otherwise we never grow. So, or gives you some experience. So think about this, and in such a mood of thinking, thank you. Let us chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, now you can all be a guru. You know, Krishna is your best friend, and nothing to fear. Nothing to, even if something happens that's nasty, we are exercising our skill of finding mercy in whatever happened. We are exercising our ability to find blessings and converting curses into blessings. This is the art of a Vaishnava consciousness or vision, Krishna consciousness. You put in curses, get out blessings. You convert curses into blessings. Because Krishna never is unkind, and Krishna is our best friend. So this is the absolute truth, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is our constant, regular, required meditation. Smiling Krishna. Hare Krishna. Comments, questions, points?
Let's say,
Ježiši Pančo Tata ki ide. Something?
Somebody wants a tattoo. I don't know, it's a yantra.
Tattoo.
Yeah. And he or she knows already that it's going to be beautiful, and that it's going to be blissful because it's going to be, let's say, somebody that will be good for everybody to see, some yantra or something, you know.
Rishi Mahadev.
But the fear of the pain doesn't go anywhere. So, you know what I mean. It's painful when you deal with it, I guess. So, I'm just trying to match what you said with this situation. Even if I know that something is going to end well, and even while I'm in pain, I can understand that it's for my own good. Still, I'm afraid of another portion of pain. Because the good result doesn't neutralize the pain. Can you comment this? I mean, even if I know that Krishna is doing something for my own good, and I even might know what's the point, still, I'm afraid of pain.
Yes. It seems that just knowing about good result does not always remove fear. What to do? And it happens not only with a tattoo, it happens with many things. We know it's good, but we think, in different words. We can give you an example of growth. So it comes with practice and discovering a better taste. Like, for example, a person who never exercises, if they do certain exercises, they have pain. They have fear before, they have difficulty during, they have pain afterwards. Right? Yes? Yes. DOMS, you know, delayed onset muscle soreness. Delayed onset muscle soreness. Very famous thing. If you exercise, you get DOMS. Afterburn. You get a burn afterwards, yeah? There's in the muscles. But if you exercise again, and then again, and then again, and then again, and then again, first of all, pain diminishes. Sometimes people who exercise really hard, anybody who exercises professionally or very regularly, you can see that there is no pain. And you even miss your pain. You're trying to do something special to get that pain because you start loving it. Because, yeah, your neighbor says yes. I can say yes. You start loving it because science, modern medical science says that when you experience that lactic acid burn, and micro tears, you know, the muscles are torn, micro ruptures. It stimulates your hormonal system into producing the human growth hormone, which is called the hormone of youth. In other words, that so-called pain is transforming how your whole body is functioning. And then, as you, for example, run, the brain, produces endorphins, which is a legal internal analog of heroin. Inside. Sanctioned by Krishna. And many other things. And not only that, the whole body, even 90-year-old people who start lifting weights, whose cells are already, you know, mitochondria, these little things, mitochondria, they say goodbye. Old 90-year-old people start lifting weights. In just a few weeks' time, mitochondria wake up and say, yes, I will do my work. So this human growth hormone kicks in and you experience many positive changes before, during, and after. And so therefore, I know these, you know, sportsmen, they even try, they look forward, they try to get this burn. If you don't get it, they think, that was not a good, it was not good enough. They find how to, you know, how to work out in such a way to get this this confirmation that yes, I did it. Yes, I worked out. So that's a real life example, which some of you have experienced. I see some people saying yes, yes. And which anyway, this is something to. And you can see that many devotees, Kunti Devi, a fragile, always young, she had a blessing to be always young and beautiful, Kunti Devi, fragile, feminine lady. What does she say to Krishna after suffering so many things? She says, Now I am a queen. Now I am an empress. Now so much luxury. Krishna, please. Oh. Vipada santu tasha shvat. Tatra tatra jagat guru. Bhavato darshanam yatsyat. Apunar da bhava darshana. Please. Again, better send me tests again. Better send me difficulties. Vipada, losses, difficulties, austerities again. Because those austerities, oh, then I could see you. She is seeing Krishna now, face to face. But she says, no. I want, because then when I saw you, oh, I really saw you. I really saw you. She's asking. There are many confirmations like this. And you can see that even some terrible difficulty, like our revered Sridhar Swami, as you mentioned, the Sis Vyasa Puja, you mentioned something about him. He was also leaving his body. He was leaving his body. He never stopped joking. Even a few days before leaving his body, he had huge swelling in his belly. A doctor came in Mayapur to check him, and he checked him. And after he checked him with his huge swollen belly, then Sridhar Maharaj turned to him and he said, "So doctor, what will it be, a boy or a girl?" It's a true story. So you can see, he was, it's not that he had to, he was happy. Even in such a condition, he was still smiling. I saw him shortly also. He was always smiling, joking, very, very positive. So it works. For us, it means we train. So for us, we susamikshamano. We have to a little hard, we have to put in a little effort. We have to find. We have to look for. How? Okay. I have to find how there is mercy in it. Okay. I had a breakfast. Thank you, Krishna. I had lunch. Thank you. I still have a tongue. I can still vibrate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. And then we train and train, and then we discover this, how these tests, they actually are accompanied with higher realization, and then we are not ready to exchange even the most severe tests with the best enjoyments of this world.